Well, it's been a great week for the Australian film industry. Lion and Hacksaw Ridge, two feature films, collecting no fewer than 6 Oscar nominations each this week, including for Best Picture. Altogether, Australia had 14 Oscar nominations. Last year, we had 11. Not bad for a country that only produces somewhere between 20 to 30 feature films a year. Part of the dedicated team trying to attract these award-winning filmmakers to our shores is Deborah Richards, CEO of the government industry partnership AusFilm. Deborah, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Lion and Hacksaw Ridge were shot here last year, both of them. This year, I think we've got Aquaman, Pacific Rim and Peter Rabbit. We're doing all right at the moment in attracting these big movies, aren't we, in the big studios?
Yeah, we certainly are. I mean, it's great for our industry and it's great for the studios too in the US because they see Australia as a great partner and we want to continue to be, the go-to partner for those productions, whether it's physical production or post-production.
Well, how do we become that? What's involved in convincing the filmmakers or more appropriately probably the studios to make their films here?
I think, Fran, it's all about relationships. You build relationships with the studios and with independent filmmakers around the world. And you market Australia as the destination for screen production. We have great locations, facilities, studios, award-winning crew, as you just mentioned. The Oscar nominations we've just received are extraordinary. And building on last year's series of nominations. I mean, over the years, we've had about 171 nominations.
Is that good? I mean, how does that compare globally and how competitive is it in terms of a global competition to get these films made in your country?
Well, it's difficult in that everyone wants part of the pie, I suppose. So around the world, Footloose production, which comes out of the US, major feature production, where a conservative estimate of that is about $4.1 billion. Now, last year, we got about $380 million of that. And when we look at the UK, who have very attractive incentives, they got £1.6 billion. So there's lots of competition. We compete with the UK, with Canada, with New Zealand, and even 40 out of the 50 states in the US are trying to get that production. So we promote ourselves as being film-friendly, film very skilled, award-winning. We have great crew, great talent, great production facilities. And look, we have a stable economy, great lifestyle, and we offer incentives. Some of those incentives aren't as attractive as other places, but we need to continue to make the point that we can deliver on time and on budget.
Why do we need to? What's so important about this for a country?
I think we are a major, we're a production service, so we're a service industry. And Australia's very good at it. It's the one thing that we do very, very well. And I know it's a cliche, you know, that we punch above our weight, but we do in this industry, in the screen content making industry, whether that's, you know, acting or cinematography or production design or screenplay or directing, etc., sound editing. So I think it's the fact that we can do it well, and we have an opportunity to get new money, direct foreign investment into Australia, which benefits right across the country.
You're in LA at the moment for G'day USA. Our Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is there too. You said this is all about building relationships. As I understand it, the Foreign Minister, I mean, she's been very enthusiastic about getting Hollywood to, you know us better and fall in love with us more and pump more investment and jobs over here. She's meeting with, maybe she's met already, with some of the major studios in the days that she's there in LA. What's the Foreign Minister's pitch to these studios?
Well, the Foreign Minister, I will presume, I mean, it's up to her to talk about it, and indeed the Trade Minister is here as well, Stephen Schiavo. They're about promoting the fact that we've done it, we can do it, and we want your investment into Australia. And so I think that pitch will be about what we have to offer and the proof in the pudding that we've already delivered and to encourage more and more of that and production to come to Australia and secure more of that, whether it's production, TV production, post-production, visual effects production.
And how important is it to have someone like the Foreign Minister there in person if it's all about relationships? Is it unusual for Disney or Warner execs to sit down with a Foreign Minister of a country?
I think it's really important because it shows the government support for our industry. We have a great relationship and partnership with the government because some of our members are government, federal and state government members, as well as the industry. And I think when the studios see that a government minister is there in a meeting with the studios. They know how important that industry is to Australia. And that sends a great message. It sends a message that the government is champions of this industry.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Deborah Richards. She's the CEO of Oz Film. She's in LA at the moment for Good Day USA, which is a week that does, amongst other things, showcase the strength of our film industry and tries to attract films, the major film studios, to shoot their films here in Australia. Deb, we got the announcements, the nominations. Lion and Hacksaw Ridge did extremely well. What are you hearing on the grapevine? How many of these nominations do you think we're in with a shot of winning?
Look, I am very, very positive about the nominations that have come through. And also, don't forget that Tanner has been nominated for the first time in the foreign language, best foreign language film. We have a fairly good strike rate when it comes to nominations, particularly in the area of production design, costume design, cinematography, over 50% strike rate in terms of the nominations and our wins. So I'm very confident that we will get a few Australians up on stage promoting what Australia has to offer, which will be fantastic.
Deborah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Deborah Richards, CEO of Oz Film, joining us there from LA. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:45.